3270 today.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The sun has just come out at my house here in Kennebunk, Maine. It's beautiful. It's going to be a nice day, a little bit on the cool side, but that's okay. A great day to get some work done. We've been talking about things that we need to do as far as cleaning and dividing in this last hour. One thing that I want you to think about, and I was just looking out the window and noticed one of the perennials that I grow is called a globe thistle. And it grows about 2.5 to 3 feet tall, and has these little blue balls that are golf ball to maybe tennis ball in size. And it's a round flower, beautiful blue when it's in blossom during late July and into August. Well, when these go by, I don't deadhead. And the reason I don't is because that globe thistle flower is full of seeds. And I just happened to look out the window, and there are 5 goldfinch, one on each of the flowers, and there's a lot more flowers than that. But there are 5 goldfinch on that globe thistle right now eating the seeds from the dried up flower. I grow a lot of daisies, and I don't deadhead those daisies until real, real late. And the reason is that black center of your daisy is full of seeds, and the finches and the chickadees, they love that. So if you like to feed the birds, a lot of your perennials, especially the daisy type family, will produce a lot of seeds, and that will feed the birds to keep them coming to your yard before you get ready for the feeders. Let's go to the phone line. Jared, who's up first this hour?
Okay, first up we have Phyllis on the line, who's calling about tomato blight.
Phyllis, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Oh, good morning, Paul. Thank you very much for taking my call. I'm in the process of taking my tomato plants out of the bags of sterile mix, which I'm growing outside. I'm bagging them. I'm taking them to the dump. So I'm getting as much of the root ball as possible, everything out. Now my question is, what do I do with the bags of sterile mix?
Okay. Did you just punch a hole in the bag and put the stem in it?
No, we had the bag was open at the top, and we planted them straight down in.
Okay. What I want you to do, and I'm going to do this for my garden. I had planned to do it this week, but it just didn't work out. This week, it's going to get done. I'm going to pull, like you, everything out of the garden. I'm going to rake it thoroughly and really clean it up the best that I can. And then there's a new fungicide, and I'm still not getting the information that I want from this company. I was at a trade show, and initially speaking to the people at the trade show, This was a miracle. You're going to put it in a sprayer or a watering can. You're going to put it on the ground. The bacteria that the product is was going to eat the spores and clean the soil. Well, I'm getting a little bit of a different story right now from him, which has got me really, really upset about him because he had me all excited that we're going to have a cure for this. So for now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to pull everything out. I'm going to bag everything. And like you, it's going to go to the dump. I'm going to rake that garden really, really good and get any of the dried leaves or pieces of stem that remain. And then in the weeks to come, I'm going to be going to two more trade shows. My wife and I are going to Atlantic City in 2 weeks for a big show there, 3 days. And then to Baltimore the following week for another trade show for 3 weeks. And there's a lot of new companies that are coming into the gardening industry. And well, I'll be talking with them.
But I'm not growing them in a garden. I've got a black plastic mat, and these bags are sitting on top of it. So I've got truckloads of this sterile mix. What do I do with it?
Okay, well, that's what I don't know. I want to find out from these new companies that are coming in if they have a product that we can mix with water and pour it on it and have the microbes eat that disease spore. And the initial company that I talked to, he was very excited about it, but when I got his email this week, he wasn't quite sure. And they're waiting for more data. So for now, clean off the bags, let the ground be exposed to the sunshine and to the weather, and within the next 2 to 3 weeks, I will have a lot more information. So let's hope that there's somebody out there that has a product that we can drench. Other than that, what I would do is take a flat shovel or something like that and scoop out the top inch of your soil and dispose of it. And then in the spring, add an additional inch of fresh soil, and that will fill the bag. It will also cover the soil so that if there were any disease spores that remain, they won't float like hot air balloons up and attach themselves to the foliage. But for now, let's just hold off and let me get to these two shows and talk to the new companies that will be there. And believe me, that is a priority. I know what you're going through because I've experienced the same thing. When my potatoes got the blight and they all died of the leaves, then it jumped to my tomatoes. And I've been gardening a long time and I've never seen anything like this. I've never ever had a foliage problem on my tomatoes because I always do things correctly. And this year, when the tomatoes got hit with this blight, it went from the ground 6 feet in 10 days and killed the entire plant. I mean, the neighbors drive by and say, "What happened to your garden?" Usually it's, "Wow." And this year it's, "What happened?" And it's the blight. So don't throw anything away just yet. Let me get some more information and I will pass it on. Again, I've got two shows to go to. There'll be a lot of different companies and I will find the right answer for you. So let's not throw the dirt away just yet. Okay? Thank you. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Evelyn on the line who's calling about an angel trumpet.
Evelyn, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. This weather is absolutely terrible. It's still raining on Cape Cod.
Oh, I believe it.
My angel trumpet plant was doing beautifully, and then with all this rain, the leaves have turned yellow. Am I going to lose the plant?
No. How often are you feeding it, Evelyn?
Maybe 2 weeks ago and when I first got it. So I've only fed it twice.
Okay. Angel's Trumpet is a plant that I have really, really enjoyed growing. There's a white, there's a yellow, and there's a pink. The white blooms the most. Second is yellow, and pink is okay, but it doesn't bloom as much. The one thing that I found with the Angel's Trumpet is you need to fertilize it every single week. So I'm never going to be able to do that because I will forget like everybody else. So what I do is when I plant it, I put probably double the amount of a product like Osmocote. This looks like a little BB, and it's a time-release fertilizer, just like a contact capsule helps to time-release the medicine to make you feel better. Well, this is a time-release pellet. It releases the fertilizer every time it gets wet. And then, if you think about it, and when you're out there, say, oh, let me give it some food. If you can use a liquid food like Miracle-Gro or Neptune's Harvest fish and sea fertilizer, every week on your Angel's Trumpet, the color will be beautiful. And it will help it to flower. Now, my Angel's Trumpet this year is nine feet tall. I don't have a flower on it yet. Last year, I had a plant that was in full bloom by the third week in July. And here we are, the last Sunday in August. I have buds, but not one flower. Same place, same feeding, same care, not enough sun. So it hasn't bloomed like it should. I'm not going to panic. There will be flowers in the next couple of days, but feed it, feed it, feed it, feed it, and they'll stay green. And when we come back, I'll tell you what to do.
You know, all that hard work you put in raking leaves all fall? Why not put those leaves to work for you and your lawn? Hi, I'm Ashton Ritchie of the Scotts Company. Don't rake them, bag them, or blow them. Mow them. Mulch those leaves. Then just put down some Scotts Turf Builder Winter Guard. Its special formula gives your lawn's roots the deep feeding they need and want. What's more, studies show Winter Guard actually helps those mulch leaves break down faster. So that way your lawn's soil gets an extra nutritional boost. Winter Guard feeds and breaks down leaves, making it a 1-2 punch for a thicker, greener, healthier lawn. One that's a real knockout in the spring. Scotts guarantees it or your money back. This weekend, feed your lawn a bag of Winter Guard and take a break from the rake. If you want to know more about fall feeding with Scotts Winter Guard, check out our new site at scotts.com.
Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of Deer Scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden, and contains no synthetic additives, it's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's Deer Scram. Have you ever traveled with the Fall Fair Garden Club before? It's like traveling with family and friends, and I know you will enjoy it almost as much as the trip itself. Next spring, we are planning to visit Croatia and Slovenia from April 27th to May 5th. You will be staying on the Croatian Riviera, filled with fancy hotels, beautiful beaches, rich history, and several UNESCO World Heritage sites. See the beautiful coastlines, fishing villages, medieval cities, and much more. For more information, call 888-997-BOH.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the the product.
If you notice that most times there are these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious-tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today.
1-800-210-1922.
With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet.
1-800-210-1922.
Or go to orderchoose.com.
Phone number, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. We were talking about the angel's trumpet. Now, if you have an angel's trumpet, and like mine is just not blooming like it should, it's strictly the weather. This is a tropical plant, and it's a plant that you can bring inside the house during the winter. Now, if your house isn't big enough, you can take the angel's trumpet in, and this sounds crazy, but you'll get better than a 50-50 chance. Bring it in the house, usually in mid-September. You know, wait till they start calling for a frost. And when they're calling for a frost where you live, put it in your basement. And the plant will slowly go dormant. The leaves will fall. And the stems will stay rigid, but it will go dormant. During the winter, add a little bit of water so that the soil itself doesn't dry out. Okay? But don't prune it. In late February, early March, take the plant and cut it down to about 18 inches. Put that, it's going to look nothing but little stems sticking out of it. But put it near a south-facing window, give it a good drink of water to get the soil thoroughly moist, and then use a liquid food like Miracle-Gro or the Neptune's Harvest fish and sea fertilizer, and slowly it will come back to life. Now, the top of the plant that you removed, if those branches have not wrinkled and shriveled up, they still feel firm, If you cut them in pieces about 6 inches long, dip the end, the bottom piece, into some rooting powder, shake off the excess, and stick it in the pot. So it's going to be nothing but a stick about the size of a ballpoint pen. It's going to root. And you can literally take that, those branches, lay them down, cut them in 6-inch pieces, and stick them in pots of soil, and you'll have many, many plants. My angel's trumpet, what I do with it is about the middle to the end of September, depending again on the weather, I'll bring it into my basement and leave it there. And it starts to shed leaves pretty quick, so I'll clean it up once a week and get all the dead leaves off. And usually by early November, there's not too much left for foliage. But I add some water every week. I just take my finger, push it into the pot, a couple of knuckles deep. And if it's moist, fine. If it's starting to dry, then I'll add some water. And that will keep it alive for the winter. And it should come back next year. And I've had probably like a 70% chance that it will survive. But don't prune it. Just leave it in the basement, and if your basement is cool, put it on the cool end. If it's hot, get it as far away from the furnace as possible. If you have like a bulkhead stairs, put it near the door of the bulkhead where there's a draft coming in, and that will help to keep it cool and also prevent it from drying out. Okay, Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have William on the line calling about some Montauk daisies.
William, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for taking my call. How are you today?
I'm terrific. How about yourself?
Oh, we're terrific here, too, just because the rain stopped.
Yes.
Hey, we have this bush of Montauk daisies, and usually we don't have to do anything at all to it one way or another. And every year around this time, little buds form, and it flowers, and, you know, it's beautiful, et cetera, et cetera. This year, none of the buds are forming.
Yep.
And
I was looking.
It also, through the years, it's got a bit floppy, too. You know, it's just a little tall on the tall side. So
yep.
We're wondering if we should cut it down, cut it back. When should we do it, if whatever? But what should we be doing with it?
Okay. The Montauk daisy is, because of the weather, is running behind. I have along one side of my driveway a daisy garden. Oh, we're coming up on a break. Why don't you hold on, and when we come back, I'm going to tell you what to do with the Montauk daisy, but you're okay. It's running late, and remember, it doesn't bloom until the end of September into October and also into November. So don't panic. Everything's okay. But I'll tell you how to care for it right after these messages. Ever plant a garden and only part of it grew? You did everything right except to figure out how much sun and shade would affect the plants. Help is on the way with the new SunStick. The new technology helps you plan for a better perennial garden and helps you select the right shrub for your yard. The new SunStick tells you just how much sun or shade is in the location you have selected for your plants. Before you plant, use the SunStick. Put the right plant in the right location this year. Go to GoSunStick.com. If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
Did you know that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, and your congressional candidate, Robert Beatles, wrote a 72-page book on how to become wealthy? It doesn't matter if you are poor or wealthy. This book is for you. The book tells you how to create and protect your wealth, and it's called Here's What You Do. You can buy it for only $6 at hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net. Buy it today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about Graf Undersafes, the makers of the highest quality safes and vault doors available on the market today. Graf Undersafes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security. At Graf Undersafes, security is their sole purpose. Go to grafundersafes.com today to see their entire line of amazing products available, or call 866-457-1801. Graf Undersafes are fire and burglary resistant and have a lifetime warranty. They have established an unequal reputation of quality for supplying their safes and vault doors to residential customers, commercial markets, and the jewelry industry alike. Protect the things you care about most. Go to grafundersafes.com. That's G-R-A-F-F-U-N-D-E-R safes.com. Or click on their banner at Infowars.com today. Or call 866-457-1801. That's 866-457-1801.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives, and that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. We were talking with William about the Montauk Daisy. Now, the Montauk Daisy is a very unique plant. It is a perennial that blooms when everything is finished, and that's why I love it. It produces a white daisy with a yellow center, about 2 to 3, and sometimes a little bit bigger than that, inches in diameter. So it's a great big white daisy. And the foliage is a pale green. It's not dark, dark green. But the blossom looks like our early blooming daisy called a Shasta. Except this is late. When your when your hardy mums are all done blooming, when your fall asters are all done blooming, your Montauk daisy is still in bloom. And you can get a frost. Doesn't even hurt it. Just laughs at it. This year, because of the cloudy weather, because of the lack of heat, and because of all the rain, the Montauk daisy is a lot bigger than it should. Now, I've had mine for years. And my Montauk daisy, in the spring, I cut the plant down to about, well, first of all, in the fall, when the plant is done, I cut it down to 18 inches. In the spring, I cut it down to probably a foot. And you're going to see that the stems are covered full of buds. So in late March, early April, I cut it down to 12 inches. The 4th of July, I cut it back by one-third. And it bushes and bushes, and it will just get so wide. Right now, mine is 4 feet tall. And normally, as William said, there are buds visible. And I was looking at mine the other day, and there's not one bud visible, and I have 4 plants. They are 3 feet wide, 4 feet tall. I mean, they're gorgeous. They're just too big because of the weather. But there's no visible buds. And I'm not panicking because I know that it blooms later. And I don't want you to panic either. So for now, William, what you're going to do is this. If you want to give it, if you feel that the color isn't quite as dark, put some liquid food like Miracle-Gro or the Neptune's Harvest on it. And then it will bloom for you, but it's going to be late. It's going to be late September, early October, and will bloom till Thanksgiving. No problem. And the frost does not hurt it. In the fall, when everyone is done blooming, and you want to clean up all the beds around Thanksgiving time, then you can cut it back to about 18 inches just to clean the garden because you don't want to leave all that there. If we get a good snowstorm, the plant being so big, it's going to bend and it's going to break, and then you'll lose a lot of it. So that's why I cut it back to 15 to 18 inches, but usually in November. Other than that, you're going to be fine. In July, when you prune it back, you can take those cuttings and those root real easy. You don't even need rooting powder. If you, let's say your plant by 4th of July is 2.5 feet tall. You're going to take about 6 inches right off of it. Take those 6-inch pieces, peel off the bottom third of the leaves, push it into the ground, and as long as you keep it wet, they'll root and you'll have a whole bunch of new plants. And that's the perfect time to give friends and family cuttings of that particular plant. Now, before we take a call, in the first hour I was talking about a seed slicer. And this is what I want you to do. A seed slicer looks like a lawnmower. And instead of the blade spinning horizontally, it spins vertically. And there's probably 15 or more blades that are spaced a couple of inches apart underneath this machine. And you turn it on, you adjust the blade so that it penetrates the ground about a half an inch. And when you press with your hand, when you squeeze the handle, it will literally pull you across the lawn. So this is not something that you push. You hold on to it and you steer it. And it will cut grooves in your ground so that you can seed. But this is what I want you to do. If your lawn needs to be thickened, the best time to thicken the lawn is in the fall. And this is the process. Take your lawnmower, lower the blade as close to the ground as you can without digging up the ground. Excuse me. So you want to almost scalp it. If there's a lot of grass visible, rake it and clean it. You can rent a seed slicer at any power equipment company. And sometimes I think Home Depot or Lowe's may even rent them, but you can check. It's like $25, $35 for the whole day, and it won't take you that. So you get a couple of neighbors together, and you can share the expense. But scalp the grass, clean it up, run the seed slicer back and forth until you've cut grooves in your entire lawn. Then apply your grass seed, fertilizer, take a bamboo rake, turn the bamboo rake upside down so that the teeth face up. And then you're gently going to comb. So you're going to slice seed north to south. You're going to comb with your rake east to west. So all you're doing is collapsing those trenches and filling the trenches with soil covering the seed. If the seed is covered with soil, the germination rate is better. So scalp it, slice seed it, fertilizer. If there's moss, use lime product, and then rake it and keep it wet. And that grass will thicken, and you will literally see rows of green grass growing in your lawn about an inch and a half apart that in time will fill right in. And that will eliminate all the crabgrass for next year. No weed killers. Let's do the weeds in the spring. Okay? Jared, who's next?
Okay, next up we have Mike on the line. Mike's got a question about tomatoes and a problem with squash.
Okay. Mike, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Morning.
A couple of questions. A couple of weeks ago you were talking about making tomato sauce. And yes. I was wondering, after I peel the tomatoes, I usually let them cool and put in the refrigerator for the following day. Safely, how long can I leave them in the refrigerator?
Well, I peel mine and do the sauce the same day. I don't wait an extra day. But as long as you cover them with some saran wrap or something, I don't see why you couldn't keep it for 2 or 3 days. I mean, as long as the air isn't on it, you may get a discoloration. Maybe they'll get a little bit darker red in color. But if you use something like the cling free or saran wrap, you should be in good shape. But when I do it, when I make my sauce, I do everything the same day. And it's a whole day's work. I get my big pot ready. I have a second pot that I boil water. I drop my tomatoes in for, probably 30 seconds until I see that the skin cracks with the heat. I take them out. I put them in my sink that I have filled with cold water, and that lets them cool off a little bit. And then the skin comes right off. I mean, you just take a knife and pinch the skin with your finger, and it just peels right off. I core where the stem is attached, and then I put it into the container where I mash it, and then I start that cooking process. But as long as the fruit is kept airtight, I don't see why you couldn't keep it for a couple of days. No problem at all.
Okay. I usually do it the next day because it's a long process for me right there.
Yeah, well, it's a long process. Have you ever tried, Mike? My wife and I can't have a lot of sugar. And I was talking to a woman last year, and sometimes your tomatoes are kind of acidic. And I always added a little bit of sugar to take some of that acidity out and to sweeten the sauce. Well, this woman was telling me if you can't have a lot of sugar, the one thing that she found, and I tried it, and it is wonderful. Get all your tomatoes peeled, get them into your pot, and then get some cherry tomatoes and take the cherry tomatoes and put them in a food processor and just blend them so that they're like juice. And then pour your cherry tomatoes into your what's going to be spaghetti sauce. And you're going to cook it a little bit longer because cherry tomatoes have a lot of water in it. But the food processor will break apart all of that skin and you won't even taste it. And the sweetness of the cherry tomatoes will be added to your sauce, and the flavor is incredible. But you do have to cook it a little bit longer to get that extra moisture from the cherry tomatoes. But once you've done it with cherry tomatoes, you'll never go back to not using it. The flavor is incredible, and your sauce is sweet. Ooh, I'm hungry just thinking about it.
Oh,
thank you.
Okay, wait a minute.
Yes.
I don't add sugar usually in my tomato sauce, but I'll try the cherry tomato. Another thing I have is mildew on my summer squash. What causes that, and what can I do about it?
Okay, the foliage has that white film on it.
Correct.
Yep. That's called powdery mildew, and all of the rain that we've had is part of the problem. What you want to do in the fall is to pull your squashes and cucumbers and pumpkins, all of your vine crops, get it. Pull them right out. And then rake the garden and try and get any of the bits and pieces that are still there. Now, next year, when we get to like early July, I want you to get a product like Serenade. And Serenade is an all-natural, all-organic fungicide. And what I do on mine is every 2 weeks, I take the Serenade, I spray my zucchini, my summer squash, and my cucumbers, and I've never had powdery mildew if I do it. And especially on the days that are really hot and humid and muggy. What happens is when the weather is like that, the foliage goes into the evening hours damp from the humidity. The disease spores are blowing in the air. They hit the wet leaf or the damp leaf due to the humidity, and they stick. And once they stick, they dig into the leaf, they get anchored in there, and the fungicide is the only way to stop it. So I usually start around the 4th of July. The plants are growing pretty quick then. And every 2 weeks, I take Serenade and I spray it. And it works wonderful. I used to use Messenger, but Messenger is a company that is now concentrating on the commercial. They were doing farmers and agricultural on the big scale. And they tried to come into the homeowners. And they just never had the response, which is too bad. In the New England states, where I really promoted it, they did good. But the rest of the country, I guess people didn't know about it. And because they weren't selling enough of it, then they have now stopped making it for the homeowner. So if you're at a garden center and you see a package of Messenger, buy it. Look at the back. There should be a date. And as long as it's dated, usually it's got like 3 or 4 years shelf life. As long as it's dated and you don't open it, it will keep until next year and you can use the Messenger. In the meantime, Serenade works very, very well. And also on tall phlox to prevent mildew, and on lilacs to keep those leaves from getting that white mildew on the foliage. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget. Bugs and weeds got you down this year? How would you like to save on the products to do the job right the first time? They're just generic. Look for Fertilome Killzall to replace Roundup, twice as strong and half the price. Fertilome Systemic Insect Drench replaces Bayer Tree and Shrub, half the price and a big savings. And over the top to control grasses in your planting bed. Go to www.fertilome.com, that's F-E-R-T-I-L-O-M-E.com, for a dealer near you.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Are you tired of insects eating your trees and shrubs? Can't reach the top of those tall trees? Well, Bonide Products has the answer. Bonide Annual Tree and Shrub works systemically from the inside out and will prevent infestations on your trees and shrubs for up to 1 year with only one application right now. There's no spraying, just mix it in a bucket and pour it at the base of your trees or shrubs. The systemic insecticide gets absorbed through the roots and will travel throughout the entire plant and will not wash off. That's Bonide.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Good morning. What a great day. Folks, it's a little bit on the cool side, but that's okay. Put your jeans on, and if you haven't mowed the grass, let's get it mowed. Let's begin to clean out our perennial beds. And the first hour we were talking that, you know, as we get into the end of August and September, now is the time that you can start to divide some of your perennials. You know, the ones that bloomed earlier, things like daylilies, iris, hosta, your early blooming perennials can be divided right now. So this is the time of the year that if you have friends and family and they said, oh, I'd like to get a piece of that plant, you say, here's the deal. I'll give you a piece of this hosta, but in return, I want a piece of that daylily that you have with the pink flowers or something that's different. Now is the time that you can swap. Plants that are in full bloom, you really can't divide just yet. It's too early. So all of your cone flowers and your gloriosa daisies and your black-eyed Susans and things like that that are in all their glory right now, that you're going to have to wait. But the ones that have finished blooming, now is the time that you can divide them. The heat of summer is done, whatever heat we did have, and things are cooling off, your days are getting shorter, and you can start to divide. And we'll be talking a lot about that in the weeks to come. But just be aware that if you want a piece of somebody's plant, that you can start talking to them and say, you know, if you give me that, I'll give you a piece of this, and that way it doesn't cost you anything, and it's a lot of fun. Jared, who's next?
Okay, next up we have Thomas on the line who's got a question about his lawn.
Thomas, good morning. How can we help you with the grass today?
Good morning. I heard you talking about renting a seed slicer.
Yes.
I just fertilized my lawn last week.
Okay.
And you know, you mentioned you have to put down the fertilizer to put down some starter fertilizer. How's that going to affect, if I do this with a seed slicer, how's that going to affect, I mean, what should I do with the, should I bother putting down any new starter fertilizer, or should I just skip that step since I just fertilized last week?
Yeah, since you've already fertilized, then you don't have to do it. The fertilizer that you put down should last you about 6 to 8 weeks. So you've already done the first step. So
even
in your case...
I'm sorry.
Even though it wasn't a seed starter fertilizer,
right,
it will
right.
still help the seed to germinate.
Okay.
So you've got one step already completed.
Okay. So it's still okay doing the seed slicer, even though I use the different type of fertilizer.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Sure. You see, the differences between a regular fertilizer and a seed starter, a regular fertilizer, traditionally will have more nitrogen to help the plant to produce more grass. A seed starter fertilizer has less nitrogen, more phosphorus to stimulate the roots to develop. But in your case, you've already fertilized, and if you fertilize it again, then you may run into a problem. So what I would do is skip the fertilizer for now because you've already done it. And let's see, September, October, the end of October, maybe even the third or second week in October, depending on how much rain. If we get a lot of rain in the next 6 weeks, then use a starter fertilizer in the middle of October. If we have a normal fall, then in early November, feed it. Now, fertilizer and plants work differently depending on the time of the year, and especially your lawn. When you fertilize your lawn in the spring for summer growth, the grass plant will use 80% of the food to become thicker and fuller and to grow top, and stores 20%. In the fall, it does the opposite. It stores 80% and uses 20 to make itself thicker and fuller. The 80% that's stored helps to keep the plant healthy during the winter months. So if you fed it now, that food's going to be used to make the plant grow. You feed it again in late October, early November, and that will be all stored in the plant so that when spring comes, it's got a belly full of food and it's ready to go and get the grass nice and green early and a lot earlier than your neighbor. The fall is the best time to feed your lawn.